Maytham al-Tammar was a close companion of Imam Ali, Imam Hassan, and Imam Hussein alayhi wasalam, and he was well known for his predictions about the future, which he learned from the wisdom of Amir al-Mu'mineen salawatullah wasalamuhu alayhi. But who was Maytham? How did he live his life? And how did he attain the lofty status of martyrdom? This is Unsung Heroes. The first account of Maytham that appears in history states that he was a slave of a lady from the tribe of Banu Asad. You see, Maytham was originally an Iranian, but once he came to the Arabian Peninsula, his name was changed to Salim. The story of Maytham's acceptance of Islam goes as follows. When Imam Ali alayhi salam asked Maytham, "What's your name?" he replied, "My name is Salim." However, Amir al-Mu'mineen salawatullah wasalamu alayhi was not convinced whatsoever. He told Maytham, "Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has informed me that your Iranian parents named you Maytham." Maytham swore that the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi were truthful. And from then on, he continued under the name Maytham. Maytham was a date seller in the city of Kufa, and this earned him the nickname Tammar. You see, in Arabic, the word tamar means date, and tamar means date seller. So his name was Maytham the date seller. Maytham was a devotee of the Ahlul Bayt, and this wasn't just a one-way love. According to Salama, the esteemed wife of the Holy Prophet, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi would praise Maytham often, and he advised Amir al-Mu'mineen salawatullah wa salamu alayhi to take care of him. Therefore, Maytham became one of the greatest companions and disciples of Amir al-Mu'mineen salawatullah wa salamu alayhi, learning great wisdom from him. And Imam alayhi salam even imparted the knowledge of the unseen to Maytham. Maytham was also one of the Shurtatul Khamis, a group of chivalrous warriors who made an oath with Amir al-Mu'mineen salawatullah wa salamu alayhi that they would defend him and accompany him in all wars until the last drop of blood exists within their veins. It's mentioned that one day Amir al-Mu'mineen salawatullah wa salamu alayhi was having a general conversation with Maytham. Suddenly, Amir al-Mu'mineen asked Maytham, "What would you do on that day when Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad orders you to repudiate me?" Which means to curse and disassociate himself from Amir al-Mu'mineen. Maytham said he would never do such a thing. Imam Ali alayhi salam warned Maytham here. He said, "If you do so, Ubaydullah will cut off your hands, he'll cut off your legs, and he will kill you." Maytham replied, "I will show patience, because sacrifice in your path and the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is little compared to the reward." Imam Ali alayhi salam then gave Maytham the most beautiful of glad tidings. He said to him, "Then you shall be on the same daraja or level of heaven as me." Amir al-Mu'mineen salawatullah wa salamu alayhi then told Maytham that he would be hung from a date palm just outside of Amr ibn Hurayth's house in Kufa. From that day on, Maytham made a great decision. He went to that tree and he would pray next to it daily. He would clean it, and he would even speak to it, because he knew that it was that tree that would take him back to his beloved Amir al-Mu'mineen salawatullah wa salamu alayhi. One time, Maytham even told Habib ibn Mudahir, one of the renowned martyrs of Karbala, the manner in which he would be martyred. But unfortunately, the short-minded people around them began to laugh and mock Maytham. Now let's fast forward around 15 years. An air of terror has enveloped the city of Kufa as Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad is ruling the city with an iron fist, hunting down the lovers of Amir al-Mu'mineen and Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam and executing them. Many of those who wanted to support Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam on the plains of Karbala were now hiding in their houses, cowering in fear, from this tyrant ruler. However, Matham wasn't one such person, for he still continued to propagate the pure teachings of the Ahlul Bayt throughout the city of Kufa. Eventually, Matham al-Tammar was arrested, and he was thrown into the dungeons where he met Mukhtar al-Thaqafi. When Matham's eyes fell upon Mukhtar, he remembered the prophecy of Amir al-Mu'mineen salawatullahi wa salamuhu alayhi, and he told Mukhtar, "My master Imam Ali alayhi salam has informed me that you will leave this dungeon and you will take revenge on the killers of Aba Abdullah al-Husayn alayhi salam, trampling on Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad's face." A few days later, Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad, this tyrant, summons Maytham al-Tammar, this great companion, from the dungeons, and he tells him, "Curse Ali ibn Abi Talib, or your arms and legs will be severed and you will be hung." However, Maytham stood firm on the course of wilaya, opting for martyrdom than to stain himself with insulting his beloved Ali alayhi salam. Maytham replied to Ibn Ziyad, "By Allah, my master Ali alayhi salam has already informed me that you will kill me by severing my arms and my legs and then my tongue." When Ubaydullah heard these words and he heard the name of Amir al-Mu'mineen salawatullah wa salamuhu alayhi, he became infuriated and he said, "I swear that I will kill you in a way that will show that your master Ali is a liar, na'udhu billah." Yet we find in history that Maytham's arms and legs were in fact severed and he was hung from the same tree foretold by Amir al-Mu'mineen salawatullahi wa salamuhu alayhi. However, one thing still remained from the prophecy of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Amir al-Mu'mineen had told Maytham that your tongue will also be severed, but no such thing had yet happened. Even while Maytham was hanging from the tree, he still continued to propagate the virtues of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, encouraging the people to go and support Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad was informed of this, and forgetting the prophecy of Amir al-Mu'mineen salawatullahi wa salamuhu alayhi, he ordered for Maytham's tongue to be severed, thus fulfilling the prophecy of Imam Ali alayhi salam. When Maytham found out that the order had been given for his tongue to be severed, he called out, "Allahu Akbar," informing the people who had gathered around him that the prophecy of Amir al-Mu'mineen had been fulfilled. Once his tongue was severed, an accursed individual took a spear and thrust it into the chest of Maytham al-Tammar, and thus Maytham attained the lofty status of martyrdom. So now we know who Maytham al-Tammar was, how he lived his life, and how he left this world as a martyr. So remember, if we wish to leave this world a martyr, we must first live in this world as a martyr, wherever you are.